What's the best teapot to use for brewing green tea? That actually depends on the type of tea that you're preparing. In this video, we're going to go through the different types of Japanese green teas and the teapots that have been designed specifically to prepare them. We'll highlight some key features that make the teapots either easier to use or more effective, and we'll also go through the strengths and weaknesses of each. So let's start off with Sencha, the most popular type of green tea in Japan. This tea is made from the tea leaves that have been steamed, rolled, and dried. One thing you may notice when you compare Sencha to a Chinese green tea, for example, is that the leaves tend to be much smaller. These smaller tea leaves can push together into a clump, and that can clog the teapot and make it difficult to pour. This is particularly a problem when it comes to Fukumushi Sencha, or deep steam teas. These teas are steamed for a longer time, and during the longer steaming process, the leaves become more brittle and they break off into smaller pieces. The Fukumushi Sencha produces a beautiful green color and a rich, almost fruity flavor profile, but the downside is that it makes the tea much harder to pour. They have even developed a teapot specifically designed to prepare the small leaf Fukumushi teas, and this is exactly what you should be using for these Sencha teas. These Fukumushi teapots feature a circular metal filter that goes all the way around the inside of the teapot. If a clog forms towards the front of the teapot, the water can move around and pour out through the sides of the filter. So when it comes to Sencha, we recommend using the Fukumushi Kyusu teapot, but what about Gyokuro? Gyokuro is considered to be the most sought-after leaf tea in Japan, and it produces a delicious, sweet, and savory flavor. The tea is rolled into these larger needle shapes, so clogging isn't nearly as much of a problem. Gyokuro works great in an unglazed Kyusu teapot, but some tea masters use a different brewing method that we're going to talk about today. So Gyokuro is a celebration of these savory or umami flavor profiles. These come from the long shading process, which allows the tea to produce more amino acids in its leaves. When you brew the tea, you're not only meant to savor the taste, but also the thicker texture of the tea as it glides over the top of your tongue drop by drop. In order to push this concept to the extreme, you may find some tea masters preparing the tea with a lot of leaves and only a tiny bit of water. This creates a concentrated shot of tea with an extremely rich flavor and a dense, almost oily consistency. If you want to experience Gyokuro this way, the best tool to use is the shibori dashi, a wide, flat teapot. The tea master will lay out a blanket of Gyokuro leaves and drizzle just about 50 milliliters of water over it. This only produces a tiny amount of Gyokuro tea, but each drop is a flavor experience. So we've talked a bit about some of the fancier Japanese green teas, but what about some of the staples like hojicha, genmaicha, and bancha? These teas are well liked around the world, and they're made using the older leaves of the tea plant. Hojicha is roasted at a high heat, which gives the tea a rich, almost chocolatey flavor profile. Genmaicha is made with roasted rice, which imparts a warm, nutty, and even caramel taste onto the tea. These teas have very intense flavor profiles that are quite different from a typical Japanese green tea like Sencha. This is where the glazing of the teapot becomes important. We like to recommend unglazed or partially glazed teapots if you're preparing a single type of tea like Gyokuro or Sencha. When you use an unglazed teapot, the tea itself interacts with the clay and it can accentuate some of the flavors and even reduce some of the bitterness. You can also season an unglazed teapot. If you always brew Gyokuro in the same teapot, you will bring out more of that flavor every time because it will be seasoned for that particular tea, just like an old skillet or a cast iron pan. This becomes a problem with teas like hojicha and genmaicha, as these strong roasted flavor profiles can interfere with the grassy or vegetal flavors of a Gyokuro or Sencha. This is where we would recommend going for a glazed teapot, like the red Kyusu teapot. Because this teapot is covered with a thin layer of glaze, you can switch from tea to tea without the flavors interfering with one another. This is a great teapot for beginners because it allows you to brew all types of green teas well. If you're going to have just one teapot, it should be a glazed one like this, especially if you're going to be preparing hojicha and genmaicha. If you tend to drink one tea over and over again, you may want to experience with an unglazed teapot. The black Kyusu teapot we offer is unglazed, and it has a clay filter, meaning that the tea has a maximum amount of contact with the clay. This is perfect for Gyokuro and Sencha. What about the best teapot for stem teas? That depends on the type of stem tea. For example, the Gyokuro Karagane from Mr. Sakamoto is technically a stem tea, but it's made from the same leaves used to make Gyokuro. We like to treat this tea like a Gyokuro and brew it in an unglazed clay teapot. The Gyokuro Karagane gets a lot of sweet and fruity flavors from the leaves, but the flavor becomes much more mild thanks to the addition of the stems. For a regular Kukicha like the Kukicha Osada, you can use a glazed Kyusu teapot. You may find that some of these straw flavor profiles from the stems can interfere with your leaf teas, so it's best to stick with the glazed teapot. It's important to mention that while all of these teapots have strengths and weaknesses, they all perform better than a tea strainer. The main reason for this is that the tea teapot provides the leaves adequate space to open up and release their flavor into the water. All of the teapots we mentioned also have the benefit of having a built-in strainer, which means all you need to do is pour them, and the teapot will automatically filter out the leaves and stop the infusion. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you have found this short guide helpful. If you want to browse our selection of teaware, you can head to neoteas.com and enjoy free worldwide shipping on premium Japanese green tea, clay teapots, and more. If you like this video, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our YouTube channel to learn more about tea. If you have any questions about teapots or about tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.